Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we continue our look at the mysterious circumstances of Pedro Martinez with our pundits Joe Gill, Dan Mason, and Greg Crawford. Then we'll take a look at the work of the Gwynn Center with Jill Derby, Nancy Brune, and Phil Satry. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel held over from yesterday's show. Joe Gill, the attorney, is here. Pleasure to have you, sir. Greg Crawford, co-manager of Alliance Trust Company, and Dan Mason, the program director for News Talk 780 KKOH, better known as Mad Dog Mason. So, you were making news this past week.
Again?
When you had Pat Hickey on your radio program. Yep. Tell us the conversation regarding whether it's termination or administrative leave currently of Pedro Martinez, the Washoe School Board.
I think Pat's opinion pretty much mirrors what everybody else's is. Somebody messed up here and wasn't thinking this through at all. I would share Pat's opinion that looking forward to the legislature in February, there's a potential problem now with a lack of leadership. And mostly I think he had the same questions everybody else has. Why did the board do what they do? And we don't know. But we sure want to know.
Okay, now, you know, you're a conservative radio host, but you have a good mixture of conservatives and Democrats listening to your program. What were their opinions on this? Was there any support for the firing? Potential firing?
I haven't heard very much yet. Everything we've heard has been in support of Pedro, pretty much. I thought when Howard was on your program the other day, he said it pretty succinctly. There are things we don't know. And so far, all we've heard...
The public doesn't know.
Yes. Right. And so far, we've just heard Pedro's side, and that's true. And until the board tells us why they did what they did, those questions are going to continue.
Joe, the thing I don't get, and I asked Howard Rosenberg about this, who's one of the trustees, was the advice they got. They must have asked for advice from their attorney.
Right.
And yet, the advice seems to have been crazy.
Well, there's two things. You know, there's the open meeting law violation allegations... And then there's the breach of the contract allegations. I read the contract in the newspaper the next day, like everybody else did. The contract's pretty clear to me what the procedure is to terminate for cause or for no cause the superintendent. And I don't know the lawyer for the school district, but he should have prayerfully read that contract before he gave any advice. Put aside, in my opinion, for the moment, the open meeting law violations. And then, I think the mayor said it on your show yesterday, there's some experienced people on that board of school trustees, people who have been subject to the open meeting law in their past careers as city councilmen or members of the Board of Trustees or Board of Regents, rather. So I'm perplexed if the advice wasn't given, I'm really perplexed. If the advice was given and not followed, that just shows me a lack of supreme lack of judgment.
What do you think about the mayor suggesting that this could end up costing the school district $5 million?
I think that's might be a little low.
How?
Well, there's a civil, you know, nobody's talked about this. There's a civil rights problem here too, potentially. There could be a federal court case on this.
What's the civil rights problem?
Well, You and the mayor were talking about some allegations of racial bias. So that's a violation of the Civil Rights Act.
Greg, what's your take on this?
Well, certainly procedures appear to be violated through this process, but I think there's something going on here that we don't know the complete story. I mean, for the board to act with such speed and haste to this point, we just don't know the whole story. There's something that is going to come out later that may, in fact, give light as to why the board acted in the way that they did, because on the surface, this doesn't make any sense.
Dan, the mayor's suggestion that 6 out of 7 board members should resign, what do you think about that?
That's pretty extreme. And that kind of turnover on the board, he was talking about experience with the Reno City Council and what that's going to be like come this November. If suddenly 6 of the 7 members of the board are gone, that might be even more chaos than we've already got.
And Pat Hickey was warning that there could be problems of a legislature for a school district that's already 2 years behind needing a lot of money.
There are so many problems that we're talking about here. The whole EB 46 and the county commission talking about the tax increase, what was the number one thing we heard? Transparency. And a lot of people think that the school board had made progress on the transparency issue. They just blew all that up. That's gone.
Joe?
We have a school year starting 2 weeks.
And your wife's a teacher.
And my wife is a second grade teacher in this school district. And her peers and her peer groups are talking about the potential for where do we go from here, uncertainty caused by this too. So the Board of Trustees might try to wash over that, but that's a big deal, it seems to me.
Certainly. That's the thing that kind of bothers me in all the discussions about the teachers union versus teachers, is that there's a huge distinction between those two. You want to address that, Greg, just briefly?
Well, certainly. I mean, and let me just touch on some of the timing of this couldn't be worse. I mean, you've got a large issue now, lack of leadership. The legislature is going to be starting. I mean, the timing of this certainly couldn't be worse.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Boy, we have an extraordinary group for you today. They're all members of the Gwynn Center, which is a think tank. The chairman is Phil Satre. The vice chairman is Jill Derby. And the executive director is Dr. Nancy Bruin. Pleasure to have you all here on the program. So let's start out with understanding what this think tank is, because we have all kinds of think tanks across this country. We have liberal ones, we have conservative ones, we have moderate ones. What is this think tank?
I would characterize us, as the way we describe ourselves, as bipartisan, more centrist. We aspire, and I think we have so far been very fact-based, non-ideological in terms of bringing any point of view in there. We do have, I think, representation on our board of both Democrats, Republicans, and independents, and that was intentional. We've tried to create geographic balance on our board between the rural southern Nevada and northern Nevada that sort of reflects the population dynamics of the state.
Yeah, it's a very varied board with people from Randolph Townsend to Joe Crowley, former head of UNR.
Yes. You know, we felt we needed a policy voice in Nevada that was really grounded in solid research, solid analysis, and something that the legislature could use, given all the policy challenges facing Nevada.
Okay, how many different projects are you working on at this point in time? Because there's one that we're going to talk about in just a moment, but are there other projects that you're working on currently?
You know, I think Nancy's the best person to answer that.
So we have five areas of research: economic development, education, both K-12 and higher education, the state's budget and fiscal policies, and then we also are interested in natural resource security and the changing demographics of the state as they relate to the state's long-term economic growth trajectory. So right now we're working, we've done a couple of papers on education, sort of K-12 educational issues, as well as the education initiative. We have a fact sheet on sort of the impact of the education initiative. And we also just finished our first major report, which was building the infrastructure for Latinos in the Intermountain West.
And that is, you know, one of the major topics I want to talk about with you guys today. So what was the thing about this study that surprised you the most?
On the study about the Latinos in the Intermountain West?
Correct.
I'd characterize probably more than anything else how major a force they're going to be in our population.
There's 25% of Nevada right now,
that's right.
20% of the voting population.
And when you look at the graphs as we project it, it's going to grow. It's going to be the fastest growing portion of the population in this state.
If I could add, sure. I think the most surprising thing for us was that before the Great Recession, Latinos in Nevada were actually doing much better than their peers in the Intermountain West. And with the Great Recession, we're actually sort of at the bottom of the ladder on a lot of different indicators. And so I think the fact that we were hit so hard revealed that the infrastructure of opportunity is much less robust here in Nevada compared to other states, and sort of the opportunities that Latinos in other states
have. One of the things I noticed, you know, certainly with the construction industry, was that a large portion of that population just got up and left the state.
Yeah.
And so you know, that left us with people who were, should we say, lifetime people who were going to be living in Nevada and not transient. And, you know, that may have accounted for that. But, I mean, do you see going forward, as opportunities are now growing dramatically at both ends of the state, that this population will come back?
I think it will, but again, I think we have to focus on how we can provide those opportunities. And so, you know, we're Latinos lag behind in education. We have the lowest rate of Latino 3- and 4-year-olds in pre-K programs. And so we need to make sure that those kids are going to school early so they can better prepare themselves to be successful. So I think there's a lot of work to be done. We have to figure out how are our higher education institutions functioning to help kids, Latino kids, and all kids actually in Nevada stay in school. I mean, that was the other interesting thing about the report is, in a lot of on a lot of those indicators, the other groups are doing just as poorly as Latinos, and so we really have to think about how we build the infrastructure of opportunity for everybody. Because if you have a program at UNR or Truckee Meadows that is focused on retaining those students, that's going to benefit everybody.
And Nancy, you might just mention our next report's going to be on improving literacy outcomes.
Yes.
And that's coming in August, and that's going to be a focus of that report.
I wanted to get Jill's take on this, you know, from an education standpoint. Do you think that, and obviously English as a second language is a major problem for kids learning, but overall, do you think that the Hispanic community is faring worse than the general population?
Well, I think
it seems they come from such an entrepreneurial background, whether it be somebody walking from Central America to cross the border to just people looking for a better life. There's an entrepreneurial spirit there that is beyond a lot of native-born Americans.
I think a lot of us would absolutely support and agree to that. I think there are educational challenges, though, and I think our educational system in the state at higher ed and K-12 is trying to address that. There are challenges around first-generation students, around non-English speakers, second language speakers, et cetera, that have to be addressed. And that's why the early education is so important that Nancy referenced, and that's why there's attention focused on it. You know, I just want to say about our Gwen Center that we feel like this is very reflective of what we want to do. Look ahead to challenges the state is going to face, do some research on it. And in fact, another thing we've done is a forum that many people came to down in Southern Nevada. So to get the word out, we call ourselves a think do tank, actually. So the solid research fact-based approach, and then getting the word out, you know, educating people, letting people know, and particularly legislators that'll be making policy down the road.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with much more on the Gwen Center when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Northern Nevada is full of thriving businesses, exciting events, beautiful sunsets, spectacular food, and some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. The Plush Life will keep you informed, but more importantly, it will inspire you each week to live the happiest, healthiest, best life possible in this beautiful place that we call home.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed and ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation here with members of the Gwynn Center. And you wanted to explain, Phil, a little bit about the Gwynn Center and why it's named.
Well, we spent about a year trying to think through creating this center. And as we were going through that process, Jill and I and many of the people who were on the board, we kept thinking about what are we going to name this center? Something having to do with Nevada, of course, or something having to do with public policy. But what we really realized... right towards the end, we started thinking about Kenny Gwynn and what Kenny Gwynn stood for in this state. And he's the personification of the things that we want to accomplish in this state. Number one, he's a personification of what he did in this state, the many roles he played, whether it was the superintendent of schools in Clark County or whether it was his role in education in other ways, his role in the business community and his role in governance of this state as the governor. And he personified many of the things that we think are important. He stood for a great understanding and knowledge of the state budget. He was an advocate for education, and he was able to work across party lines. And he really, in my opinion, accomplished a lot because of those attributes. And so we want to try to bring the things that he brought to this state through a policy institute that has his name.
Do you see a lot of the same attributes in Governor Sandoval?
Well, he doesn't have the education background, but I do see some of those attributes, very much so. In terms of, I think he has a willingness to work along party lines. I think he's got a very astute understanding of our budget. He doesn't have the background in education, but I think he has a commitment to it.
Jill, as you look at the education piece of this, and it's a huge study. I mean, we couldn't possibly go through all of it in one day. I was looking to get through the executive summary. But when you look at this, I mean, does it come down to money, or are there other areas that we can work on to be able to expand the education base in Nevada?
Well, I think it's about all of it. But, you know, the purpose of the Gwynn Center for Policy Priorities is really to look across the board. What's possible? What do we see coming? Just as the demographic shift is something that we focused on, so that we can look at all of it and see what... as you know, we did a study on the margins taxed and sort of laid out pros and cons and so on and so forth. So we're looking at different aspects of education and
For those that may not be familiar with that, what was the resulting thought on the margins tax?
Well, what we did was to lay out a pros and cons. It was a very careful analysis done, looking at other states that have imposed something similar. We, you know, had some parallels with Texas and so forth, and did an analysis, but really laid out a kind of pros and cons so that people could base their own decisions on the facts.
Phil, you know, a lot of people are concerned about the margins tax, in the sense that there are businesses that may have revenue but are not profitable, that they would be forced to pay this tax. And therefore, you know, that will be an upside-down situation. Your thoughts through the center on this?
Well, I think what we did in the paper was to identify some of the businesses that would be impacted like that. So the objective that we had in doing that analysis was to disclose the facts and to accurately... put forth in that paper what the impact would be across different businesses and what the impact would be for the state.
And bottom line, were you supportive when you balanced the pros and cons?
We didn't take a position of for or against the margins tax, and that is the way we are going to approach most of the issues that we look at, because we want to be the provider of a factual basis that gives the background and the setting for making good public policy decisions.
One of the things that's interesting about business and the Hispanic community is that business knew no prejudice. It was many years ago that Walmart, for example, was posting signs in English and Spanish. Business understands that there is money to be made. Do you see this flow towards politics, the understanding?
The understanding, you mean, of the...
There is a real community with real money that is part of a real community.
Oh, I agree. I think there will be that floor to politics.
And that's partly why we had the focus that we did in this major study about Latinos in Nevada in the context of the Intermountain West and looking at that demographic and getting more understanding of it and in terms of policies that lie ahead.
And I think where you see both population growth and you see access to economic outcomes that might be better for them, they're going to become more active in politics, the Latinos that are in this state.
In our remaining moments here, would you like to give out the website so people can go online and take a look at the information?
Sure. Our website is www.gwinncenter.org. And I will also add that we've been asked by a couple of business groups in Southern Nevada, but we're happy to travel anywhere to actually just talk about the education initiative and just review the pros and the cons, the arguments for and against, so that the business owners and their employees can make up their own minds about how they're going to vote come November.
All right,
so we're trying to provide, you know, public service, if you will.
Indeed. And you're all welcome to come back anytime or your other board members. We'd love to have you on here. Thank you for being here.
Well, we appreciate being on.
Always. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you're injured in an accident and looking for a lawyer, don't you want someone who's going to prepare your case as if it's going to trial?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Now, I know exactly what this should cost you, but I'm going to charge you three times that amount. I know what you're going to ask me. Do I have a contractor's license, right? Well, I don't, but I'm still going to ask for cash up front, and you're probably never going to see me again anyway.
A bad contractor isn't always this obvious. Visit the Nevada State Contractors Board website to verify a contractor's license before making your hire.
So when do you want to get started?
Protect your home. Protect yourself. Hire only licensed contractors.
Dr. Khan, I hear about plantar fasciitis all the time, and it's terrible pain, and I don't know what causes it.
Overweight, improper shoes, standing and working on hard surfaces, weekend warrior syndrome.
A good feet arch support system can help.
It's helped a lot of my patients.
Plantar fasciitis, arthritis, bunions, nerve and circulatory disorders. More and more people are getting out of pain and into immediate comfort. Good feet, America's number one arch support. Get your personal fitting today.
Hurry in for the half-off sale, only at Ashley Furniture Home Store. Get incredible deals like this two-piece sectional, only $8.99. This sofa half-off, only $6.99. Queen upholstered bed half-off, only $2.99. Or pay nothing down and get interest-free financing to 2019. Hurry, don't miss the half-off sale for a limited time and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Hello. I'm Bill Bradley, and we at Bradley, Drendel, and Janae are Nevada proud, and we proudly support the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
Watch Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan weeknights on News 4 at 4, 5, and 6.
On our next broadcast, we'll have a debate between Ron Connect and Andrew Martin, candidates for Nevada State Controller. We'll see you on the next broadcast.